Aquarius sun signs and Aquarius rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for May 2019. And Aquarius, I'm not going to lie, you're in another five this month. You were moving in April through the Five of Swords. You were exploring your humanness, all of those kind of moments, those messy moments where you feel like you don't have a right to be, the fullness of that. And in May, the invitation is an extension of that work, and it's the Five of Pentacles reversed. And just take a minute to consider or to hold a space for the consideration that the Fives are about making this element our own. And in the Five of Pentacles, we're learning a sense of ownership over our own worthiness. And so what this means is that it might take the shape that in the Five of Pentacles energy, we're feeling a lack, we're feeling a non-deservedness, or feeling a sensation that there's something that we want, and we're wildly kind of flailing about, wondering if it's going to arrive. And there's this sort of scooped out sensation of hunger, and also a feeling almost of being forgotten. It's this feeling of, you know, watching almost metaphorically speaking, a whole table of people being fed these glorious plates of food and starting to feel like, oh, by the time that they get to me, is there going to be enough? And this question of enoughness is one that I really want you to snack on in the month of May, because on the other side of this feeling of emptiness is the fullness that you crave. And what I mean by that is that if you're willing to kind of stay with the sensation of lack or the sensation of scrambling anywhere in your life where you're feeling like, I'm not quite sure if this thing is going to be on its way, or I'm feeling like if only I had this thing, or if only this person gave me this thing, it's an enormous month for you around the idea of source energy and really repurposing the narrative, shifting the storyline around someone either giving you something or withholding something from you. And that there is no one out there that is your, and nothing that is your sole kind of source of sustenance. So being willing to kind of sit with a sensation of lack or of emptiness or of kind of scrambling is also going to show you where you have the fullness of resources to abide in that space, but also that the lack isn't really a lack in any meaningful sense, that there can be a hunger, a desire in it, but it's not an emptiness. That actually tapping into kind of the hunger or the root desire beneath the feeling of lack is what's going to charge you up for your way forward. That there is this wild desire in you, that there maybe is this thing that you want that you're not quite sure whether you're going to get or not, but that's going to tell you a whole lot about what it is that you value here on earth and really what invigorates you and what can inspire you. So repurposing this sense of potential emptiness or potential will I or won't I or will they or won't they into this sense of a spark of invigorated excitement and desire. And I want this, and I'm building this, and I'm moving toward this. And I'm also willing to sit in the space of perceived not having and just watch it kind of slowly come in on the waves of the ocean toward my body. So really wishing you an expansive month of May, and I will speak with you in June.